Welcome to the Developer's Guide for Windows 10 Preview. I'm Jerry Nixon, developer evangelist here in the United States. My colleague.
I'm Andy Wigley. I'm also a developer evangelist, but I work out of the UK.
We've been talking about a lot of the cool developer candy that you can use in your app to make it better and better. Now we're going to talk about something that not only is for developers, but it's also part of the shell and is for the end user as well.
Yep.
That's the Action Center. And so the Action Center has certainly a series of APIs and things like that, but definitely something that users love as well. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about that user experience, how we've seen it on the phone and we've brought it over into Windows, how we keep them in sync, things like that. Also the responsibilities of those notifications. And then we're going to move into the developer story. What's the management API? How can I know when things are added to the notification center or the action center? How can I know when things are removed? And how can I add and remove as well? And I have the ability to keep my application and the action center in sync. It's a pretty neat story altogether.
Absolutely.
Then we'll talk about triggers and things like that so we can interact with them in our background tasks as well. All right.
Fine, let's start by having a look at what Action Center is and what it gives you from a user's perspective. This was launched with Windows Phone 8.1. So on the left there, you're seeing the updated. This is the Windows 10 mobile version of the Notification Center on the phone. So we had a couple of lines of those quick action buttons at the top where you can get, you can just with one tap, you can get into like settings or whatever you've configured those buttons up to be, usually up into settings. That's now expanded out. It's now an expansible area, so you can collapse it and expand it and get access to loads more buttons, so it's really more useful than it was. And then underneath that, you've got all your messaging, you see the top couple of things from messaging, and then you've got Facebook, and also this is where notifications from your apps will go. Similar thing on the right there, you can see the similar thing for the desktop. For that, the notification center pops up. There's an icon down on the bottom that brings it up, and you see essentially the same information. You've also got the quick start buttons, but they're down at the bottom this time. So it's same thing, same deal, all the notifications sitting there, easily accessible for the user. So have a look at it in action. This is the notification. Hey, this is the Windows one. You can see there, you can collapse, expand, and it collapse, expand the quick action buttons. They give you quick access straight into your settings, really cool. Back into the messaging bit of it, and all the little other apps have put messages up there, and you can dismiss them, you can read them, you can tap on them to open and go into particular apps. So that's essentially, and they're dismissing one, and you can have a look at another one. So it's quick notifications. The user can quickly see stuff over the previous few days that they might have missed. So really, really useful bit of the UI for a Windows 10 device. And now, like I said, it was on phone, and now it's right the way across all of our Windows 10 devices. So that's really cool. So from the user, you get up to 20 notifications per app in each category in the notification area. They last for persistent for 7 days or shorter. So when you actually create a toast, either on the cloud, because toast can come from your backend systems, from cloud entities, you can put an expiry on them. So and you can create them programmatically as well. And you can put an expiry on them so you can make the notification lifetime less than 7 days. You can't make it longer than that. And as you saw there, I showed you in the demo before, you can chase a notification. That simply means tap it, which opens it up and enables whatever it's related to. And that also removes it from the action center. So once they've actually interacted with a notification, it disappears then. You can also remove a whole group of notifications. You can just swipe away a whole group of them. Or you can remove all notifications. So you can just clear the whole notification center. I said before, this was on phone, and now right away across for all our devices, which is really great. So what does this mean for apps? So it means you've got to sort of think, if you are using push notifications or app-generated notifications, so you're putting toast notifications up to the user, you need to think about the story that your app and these various surfaces where your app is interacting with the user. It all needs to be consistent. So if you've got a count on a tile, which is a number of unread notifications, you want to make sure that matches what you've got in the notification center. If you don't, you're looking at an unhappy user. It's a serious user satisfaction issue, this. You want to make sure that they're seeing a consistent story from all the places where your app is exposing information. And that does now include Action Center. And it used, it's the tile, the stuff you put on the tile that could be a count there. And of course, it's also, once the user opens up the app, they need to see a story from your app that is consistent with what they saw on the tile or in Action Center as well. There's no, you know, one size fits all for this, because one particular app could allow notifications to stay in the in Action Center and separately read them in inside the app. And so the management of notifications is kind of, you know, up to the domain where your app lives, the problem it's trying to solve. But whatever that is, you need to make sure it's a consistent story, that you're paying attention to user satisfaction, and they're getting the right information from all these different surfaces. So this, in a nutshell, is what you need to do. Your app and the Action Center and the tile need to show and tell a consistent story from a user satisfaction point of view. So as part of this, we've got an API, the Action Center Management API, which you can use in your app to manage notifications in the Action Center. So you can write from your app, you can remove one or many notifications. You can tag them and group them with identification strings, which then helps you to come along and identify them easily thereafter in code. You can replace a notification with a new one. You can change and set expiration. And you can also do this thing called send ghost toast notifications. So what that is, a ghost toast, is the term for something where you've got an app that wants to put something in the notification center to inform the user of something that they kind of, you know, might be interested in, but it's not important enough to actually put a pop-up toast, because a toast obviously comes up, you get a sound, it interrupts, it's an interruptive thing. So you don't necessarily want to do that all the time, but maybe you do want to do something silently in a background task, some processing, and you want to put a record of that in a place where the user can find it, and the ideal for that is the notification center. A classic example of that is the store app. It updates apps typically overnight, so download updates for your apps and installs them. And you'll see in the notification center in the morning, you know, three apps updated. And if you're really interested, you can tap on that message and go and see which actual apps were updated. For most people, it's like, okay, they've been updated, but it's not that important. So that's what a ghost toast is. So what you can do to, using the tag and the group, you can match a notification and you can set a tag and a group on it. So that, if you then send a new notification with the same tag and the same group as one that's already there, it just simply replaces it. So this is a nice way, if you've got something where the information that the notifications are communicating to the user is updating fairly frequently, you probably want to just update the existing notification if they haven't read it and acknowledged it, rather than send a whole new one through. You don't want to have a long list of notifications for a price of an item that they're watching in an online auction. You got one from 2 hours ago that says, the current bid price is $32. And then you've got one 30 minutes later that says the bid price has gone up to $46. You just want to replace the original one. So that's the scenario for there. You just simply post up a new notification using the same tag and group. And you can set the expiration. So this is an example of something where it's something that's time sensitive information. If they see it during this particular time window, it's of relevance to them. But maybe once that time interval has passed, leaving it in the notification center might not make any sense. It's just stale information that's not relevant to the user anymore. So the right thing to do there might be just to have it disappear. So you can do that through an expiration. And you can simply remove them altogether. So programmatically remove them before the user has seen them in the notification center. So that has the toast notification history.remove method and remove group methods that allow you to do that. And this is the example of the ghost toast one I was talking about. This is puts a notification into the Action Center, but there's no pop-up. So it's non-interruptive. So just all you do with that is just set the suppress pop-up property to true. Nice and simple.
That makes sense to me, Andy. I think it's going to be a lot easier if I see a demo of it.
Yeah, sure.
Show me what it's like.
All right, let's do that. So, right, this is a demo we wrote. It's quite sophisticated. I've got a button here, send a toast. I've got a breakpoint. I'll show you exactly what's going on when you press that button. First of all, we create a new data item in this app, and then we step into a method called deliver toast. This is just building up the XML for a toast notification. And then we are Toast Notification Manager, create Taste Notify, and we're showing that toast. So we're simulating what a back-end system is actually doing. And then we're going in, this is where we go into the Toast Notification Manager, get the history. So this is what's currently showing up here. One message up there at the moment, because that's the one we've just sent. And so we get the count, and then we simply set the, here we go, setting the badge count on the tile using create badge updater for application. Use that to make sure that the tile is in sync with Action Center. That's how we do it. So we'll let that run. There we go, we've got one. Let's create another one, get rid of that breakpoint, and let that run. So we've got two there now. I've got two data items. You see there in the Action Center, we've got two unacknowledged messages. Now let's go and get our tile and pin that to the start screen as well. And as you can see on there, number two on there. So life's good. Everything agrees. The app says there's two unread messages. Notification center has two unread items, and the tile had a count of two. Now let's tap on one of these up here, which should chase into the app. Now that's wrong. It should go to the right page for that item. This is what it should have done, gone to this page. So that would have been the right user experience. So let's just go and fix that for a start off. Now then, when we created that toast, let's go and find that now. Here we go. It's in this XML. Here we are. This is the deliver toast where we generated that the actual XML for that. We added this launch attribute. This is application specific. You can put whatever you like in here, but we're actually putting a param1, and the ID of that toast is going into that message. Now we can use that. Here we are in app.xaml.cs, and we can look at the arguments. If the arguments is empty when we come in, that's like the first launch of the application. You're just launching it from scratch. But when you get launch from the tile, then we can look, we get the that string is in that argument. So first of all, I'm going to use a dynamic type to get, using JSON.NET, I'm going to parse that string, the argument string. There we go, e.arguments. Something not quite right here. Dynamic. No, okay, dynamic. Dynamic, there we go. So a dynamic type, so we can use that, and d.type, if the d.type of this done is toast, so what we're doing there is we're looking for type of toast in that JSON there. If it is that toast one, then we know this is a toast launch, and we can call our navigation service, navigate to type of, put in the target page, which is our detail page. And of course, what we need to do is pass in the argument d.param1, which that is a string type, and that is the actual the parameter. And then let's run that. And now, this time, we'll go and check where everything's in sync. We've got 1, 1, and 1, so life's good. And then we're going to chase this one. Hey, yeah, great. Now it's launched right into the right page. Everything's looking red on there, and the tile is clear, and there's nothing in the notification center. So that all works pretty good. And so that simple scenario of actually having the notification center being a way of launching into your app. We did a little bit of work with the app in order to launch to the right page, but that's kind of pretty a simple interaction between the notification center and your app.
Pretty cool. I have to say, there's a lot you can do with the Action Center. But the API gets richer than that.
Yeah, so there was kind of a missing piece of the story, if you like, we found with 8.1. And this is the, if you've got a tile where you've got a count on it and you've got your Action Center, and the user can obviously dismiss stuff from Action Center, we kind of didn't follow all of the options through. And there was this scenario where a user could dismiss things from Action Center, but the badge count on the tile wasn't getting updated.
So those two are now out of sync. I have three messages pending. Yep. I go in and I have no messages pending. How frustrating is that?
Exactly. So this is a new feature now we've got to sort of fill in that missing piece, which is the Toast Notification History Change Trigger. Nice,
wow.
Happy name.
Paid by the letter.
Absolutely, yeah. And this trigger fires whenever a user dismisses anything, well, basically when anything happens to the list of notifications for your app in Action Center.
And I think it's important to say this is not an event. This is a trigger, which means it's intended for a background task.
Exactly, yes. So we're using that to trigger a background task, and you can put your code in that background task in order to maintain, you can put stuff in there to basically keep things in sync. So you can correct the badge count on your tile depending on your application scenario.
All right, so let's take a look at what that code looks like when we start interacting with the trigger.
Yep.
So here's our background task.
Yeah, so the key thing on here, yeah, it's a regular iBackground task. The key thing here is the toast notification manager.history.getHistory. This gives you back the list of notifications in Action Center. You can then look at the count, and you can use the badge update manager to either clear the badge count on the tile, or the bit on the bottom you're using XML document. You're building up an XML document to update the badge count on the tile, and again, you use the badge update manager just to send that out.
Got it. This is a change trigger. This isn't an add trigger. This isn't a remove trigger. This is something has changed trigger.
Yep.
You handle just a generic case from there.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly so. You're just making sure they're all in sync. So it's pretty simple.
Simple to you. Maybe you should show us in a demo. What do you think?
All right, yes, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, so let's pick this up kind of where we were. Send another toast. I've got two new unread toasts in there. Tile says two, and the Action Center, Notification Center, has two. Now, what happens now if we dismiss one from the Action Center? Well, it's a problem. The app didn't know anything about it. The tile, of course, doesn't know anything about it. And this is where we've got kind of one of these mismatches. So we can fix this. Let's go and fix this now. So in this, I've got a project I prepared earlier. Here we go. Let's try that again. Existing project. And this is a WinRT component project. We can add a reference to it. It's the Action Center History Change task. Name kind of gives it away what it does. Let's have a quick look at the code in here. So very simple, there's the run method in our background task. And all we do is we get the toast notification history, what's showing currently in the Action Center. We get the count, and we just do a simple badge update manager. So we update the tile. So that's one part of the equation. Now the other thing we could do, and this is application specific, you don't need to do this, and this one actually updates the app's local data as well. So it means that if you dismiss from Action Center, this is getting the details of all the toasts, and then we're actually parsing through each item looking for matching toasts with that message ID. And if we find it in there, we're setting it to false and then saving those changes. So we're synchronizing our app's local data with what the story is on the Action Center. You register it down here. This is the third button on our thing. Use a background task builder. Standard background task thing here. It's Action Center. Those names are the namespace and the class name of our background task. That's there. And then you trigger it with a toast notification history change trigger. So this will fire whenever the user dismisses something from there. We're also hooking up a task completed event handler, because in there we just simply use that as a trigger if our app is running to refresh the local app data. So here we go. Let's send code. We've got two there. And let's go. And there's two on the tile. And we've got two there. But now what we're going to do is dismiss one of them. And now nothing happens. So now I'm going to register the Action Center change task, the background task, and do it again and dismiss the other one. Now this time, because, hey, there we go. This time, because we registered that background task, the task ran and everything is in synchronization again. A happy app, happy user. So they're getting a consistent story about that. So there we go. Do another one. There is, and up there, and just to prove the point, and there we've got one on red there, and everything's good. This is a more subtle one. So here's the user actually using, we've got a notification there, but the user read it in the app, but the notification is still there. So maybe you want to keep if you dismiss it in the app, you maybe want to remove it from Action Center. So we can do that just very simply by adding a very simple bit of code. The toast notification manager dot Dot remove. No, hang on. Dot history. Dot remove, and then we're going to remove the notification with the tag. And the tag, of course, is in this case, it's the parameter, which is the message ID of that notification. So just that one little modification now allows the when the user uses the app to dismiss an item, we can dismiss it at the same time from Action Center. So here we go. We've got five red messages. We've still got one that's just tidied that up so that we're all synchronized. There we go. Everything's good to start by. Now, send a toast. Now, I'm going to, we've got one notification in the notification center for that new one. And now I'm going to read it in the app. Now, that code has run in the, and the notification has been removed from the action center. So again, that's another one where you've got all these interactions going between your app and the action center, and you need to think of all the different flows, the logic of your app, and what constitutes an item being consumed. And that's kind of application specific. But you can see the essentials there of what the kind of thing is that you need to do.
You're right. It's as simple as that. Yep. A background task like that can really make it so that your toast makes plenty of sense and doesn't disappoint your user when they go into your app.
Yeah. And essentially, I think, really, you just want to think about if your app uses notifications, they're going to end up in Action Center. You need to know when they get dismissed. You need one of these background tasks, end of. So it's a pretty simple thing.
The toast notification history changed. Yep. Trigger is what we're talking about.
Yep.
It keeps your app in sync with the Action Center. This is the way to do it. I wish there was a way. There is. This is it.
Exactly. Yeah, so there we go. That's kind of Action Center and the programmability thing. We looked at Action Center and the quick actions, those kind of quick launches into settings and that sort of thing.
What that means to the user, yep. But also then what it means to the developer through a series of APIs.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so this has been one of the sessions in the Developer's Guide to Windows 10 Preview. Go download the Tech Preview tools, have a play with this and with Action Center, and have a play with your apps, creating notifications and keeping all these things in sync. And then come back and watch another one of the videos in this series about all the cool stuff that's in the Developer's Windows 10 Preview.
Yep.